Hello to all you listeners. This is Pastor Matt Mirsky from First Presbyterian Church in Schenectady, New York. And it's my privilege again to serve as the pastor of the day. In John 15, Jesus commands us to abide in him. Listen to what he says, John 15, verse 4. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. The word abide makes us think of an abode, a resting spot. To abide in Christ means to dwell in Christ, to remain in him, to continue in him, to endure in him, to make Christ your refuge. And we see the same idea all over the Bible. Think of the words of David in Psalm 18, verse 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield in the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. David there is speaking about how God was the place where he would dwell. He would go to God and abide in God for protection and for peace. And that's how we ought to live. Or listen to the beautiful words of Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Psalm 91 there connects together for us the concept of faith to the practice of dwelling in him. And that makes sense. If we call on God as our Savior, as our deliverer, then we ought to take refuge in him each day and to live out all the days of our lives in him. But how exactly do we abide in him? What does it mean to dwell in him? Well, the scriptures teach us. First, the scriptures teach us that we abide in him by filling our hearts with his word. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." Or 1 John chapter 2, verse 24 says, "Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you too will abide in the Son and in the Father." Do you hear that? When God's living and active word dwells in us richly, then we will be dwelling in him. His word is life-giving. It's life-changing. It's powerful. And it is always accompanied by his presence. Second, Jesus tells us that the way we abide in him is by keeping his word and commandments. Jesus says in John 15, verse 10, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." This is an encouragement for us. As we strive forward in the way Christ taught us to walk, we can have confidence that he will draw near to us and will draw us near to himself. And finally, the scriptures tell us that if we want to abide in him, then we need to love others. This comes to us both as a calling and as a warning. Listen to the warning first. 1 John chapter 3, verse 14. "We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death." Powerful words. But on the other hand, 1 John chapter 4, verse 12. "No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us." As we put it all together, we see a pattern. We are called to receive God's grace by dwelling in his word. And as his word fills our hearts, we are called to live out that word by doing what it says, especially by sharing that love we have received from Christ with others. When we live this way, we will be abiding in Christ. This is Pastor Matt Mirsky from First Presbyterian Church in Schenectady, New York. Let God's word give life and light to you today. May the Lord bless you and keep you.